Welcome to this week's episode of Pizza Rainbow 33
double threes.
Mid-early 30s.
I love the double threes. You're going to love the double threes.
You're really going to love the double threes, and I guarantee it. This episode, we talk about stuff. We talk about Trump and periods.
And politics.
Yep. We really kind of get into it with politics, but like in a really good way, not an inflammatory way.
In a regular lady way.
All right, here we go. Bye. What's up, Jen Paulson?
A lot. It's my Friday. I'm super stoked.
Oh, that's right. Are you? So you're not working tomorrow? What are you doing?
A bunch of yard work.
Oh, that sounds chores. Real fun.
Not masturbating.
Yeah, because when's your birthday again?
Saturday.
Yay. I didn't know if it was your actual birthday or if you're just having a birthday party.
Yeah, I was thinking of having it the following weekend because my friend didn't think my friend Caroline was going to be in town, and for some reason I have a very codependent relationship with her right now. It's not the same. And so, but then she's coming back that day, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So otherwise it would have just interfered with a lot of stuff. And it's always good to have it on your actual birthday if you can.
Yeah.
How often is my birthday going to be on a Saturday? When the last time my birthday was on a Saturday? When I turned 30.
I know. I was thinking about that too. Like the last time my birthday was on a Friday was, goddamn, like 29, 30 for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next year, 37. I feel like it'll be on a Friday.
Good.
But I mean 27. When I turn 27.
You don't look a day over 26.
I know.
Can you think about when we were 26, we looked like fucking babies.
Yes.
We already thought we looked haggard as fuck.
Yes. Like, I went through I've been archiving all the blog posts, and I went through a bunch of old photos, and I'm like, God damn, I look so young. I don't know. It is totally that thing where, like, you look back, and you're like, if I only really knew how hot I used to be when I was, like, 26, I would have gotten laid a lot more.
Well, in 10 years from now, we're going to say the same thing about pictures of us now. We looked so young.
Yep. I'm going to try my best to get laid a lot right now. So.
Look how supple my skin looks. And then I lost all that weight and now I look a little older.
Exactly.
That's the plan.
How's your week been?
Been okay.
Yeah.
I was kind of not feeling great on Tuesday. And so I stayed home from work. So it's going to be kind of a shorter pay thing.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a bummer. But
if you're sick, you're sick.
I just was off, man. I was off.
Yeah. Just off my game.
I was off my meds. Don't tell anyone. No, awesome. It's been a pretty fine week. I could have gotten more done, but...
Yeah.
I didn't, so who fucking cares?
Yeah.
I did my best.
That's right. That's all anybody can ever ask from you, Jen Paulson. It's just that you do your best.
Cool.
Yeah.
I always do my best.
Man, bad.
No.
That's maybe the one place that I don't give my 100%.
They're lucky if I give like 40%. Am I breathing? Can you get it in?
Oh my God.
That's not true.
Amy Schumer was making a joke on one of her stand-up about like just laying there. And like, I've been telling that joke for years. But when she says it, it's hilarious. When I say it, like my friend Matt gives me a look like, Amber... And I'm like, you know I'm joking. And he's like, are you though? And I'm like, not really.
I feel like I've been a lousy lover. And I've probably mentioned that many times in this podcast, actually.
Yeah.
But I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
See, I kind of feel like it's kind of like mowing the lawn. Where it's like, I mean, every once in a while when you know you have friends coming over, you're going to take extra care to like make sure it's a beautiful lawn. But, you know, if it's like a Wednesday, you're just kind of like, whatever, if there's a few blades of grass sticking up. And then if you don't ever want to do it again, you just do a real piss poor job. And then your housemate is like, I'll mow from now on. That's how I feel about blowjobs.
Okay, cool. I'm just like, are we talking about pubes right now? I don't think so.
No.
This sounds like pubes to me, but I don't think so. There's just one person that's
a really
not-
bad job at giving a blowy, and then he's never going to ask you to do it again.
If you do like a really good job?
Huh?
If you do a really bad job. Okay, I was like, if you do a really good job, that's backwards.
Just use some teeth.
That explains a lot.
Just pull really hard. Like,
no.
Yeah. Just kidding. I'm actually really good at it. I just don't like doing it a lot.
You're like... Why? That's going to sound so bad.
I have made that gesture towards a couple guys. I'm like, I have lockjaw. No, you don't. And I'll be like, you want to test it?
Oh. You're funny.
They're never going to try it. They're never going to be like, well, maybe this one time her jaw won't lock up.
No, that's the one time. It's every time.
Yeah.
With your dick.
I actually don't have lockjaw, but...
Yeah, no one thinks you have lockjaw.
It's a real fun...
Everyone real knows. Everybody talk. Knows you don't have lockjaw. No.
Yeah.
How's your week been?
It's been good. It feels like it's flown by. Been real busy on the book game. So my second and third books came out on Kindle this week, which I'm really excited about. I'm probably announcing another new book tomorrow or next week. I have to kind of like write a blog post and kind of explain to people like what I'm doing.
Okay.
Which is like taking this writing game to like legitimate fashion. And I know here's my fear. I don't want to like bombard people with book stuff. Like I don't want it to become a thing. Like, you know, those It Works girls on Facebook where like every single post is about their goddamn It Works stuff. The wraps. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You mean like the nails?
No.
It Works.
It Works. It's a wrapping system for your skin. It's supposed to like help you lose weight and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Never heard of it. Never seen one thing on my Facebook.
Apparently, you're not friends with a bunch of girls from Red Wing.
Okay.
Because everybody who lives in Red Wing is doing it.
Okay.
Which I'm not knocking it. Whatever. But it's that thing like, I think there's a difference between... I don't want to be that person that's like filling up people's social media feeds with like basically advertisements for my books.
Oh, sure.
But it's also a thing too where it's like, well, like my books came out on Kindle yesterday. So I did a post about that. And I need to like write a blog post about the fact that like what I'm trying to do is get all of my back books up on Kindle, like lay the foundation for... like making money that way so that I can actually like sustain myself so I can work on my new novel.
Sure.
So it's one of those things where it's like, I feel like I should phase it out a little bit, but I also have to like get this stuff up so I can start working on new stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's been a really good week. I've had a bunch of like all nighters again, which I'm like totally falling in love with that. Yeah, it's been good.
Good. Yeah.
And then tomorrow I'm going to start working on my prototype for, a selfie stick that's for using a diva cup, and I'm really excited about that. So
that sounds disgusting. Tell me more.
Okay, you know those like those infomercials with the stick, like the stick grip for like grabbing cans off the high shelf of your pantry.
Okay,
I think that there should be one of those for like the diva cup because we rarely ever censor ourselves in this podcast. So we're just gonna talk about it because. I'm like way annoyed about it. I'm mystified and I don't understand how this works. So
let's just say to our male viewers, you're not looking at us. Shut the fuck up. Our male listeners, this might get gross.
Yeah, but you should listen because fuck you. Females are 50% of the world's population and we have periods and it's time for you to get over it.
We're not all water. Sometimes we're all menses.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
All the time. That's so gross.
I know. Yeah. I don't like it either. What are you going to say? We're filled with period blood. Worse. I know. Continue.
Okay. So the Diva Cup, for people who don't know, is supposed to be more of like an environmentally responsible way to like deal with your period. So it's kind of like the diaphragm where what it's supposed to do is, and like, I don't get the diaphragm either. Like it's supposed to sit at the top of, or at the, like at the opening of your cervix, right? So you have to get it all the way up in there so that it just like sits there. And, like, I'm mystified by this because I'm, like, I cannot reach that place inside of myself. You know what I mean? Which is, like, why I've never used a diaphragm. I struggled with the Diva Cup this week. I was just, like, okay, I'm going to try this. Like, I bought one and I'm, like, we're going to try it. And then, like, I messaged you, Jen, about it. And I'm just, like, I don't know how this shit works. Like, and then you saw it when you came in today. And, like, how big the rim is. Like, it's fucking huge.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's, like, I'm not, like, it's the size of two vaginas. You know what I mean?
It's supposed to be, like, crunched up in there.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, okay, so I used to use the NuvaRing, like, 10 years ago. And that didn't work for me either because I never felt like it was...
How big was it?
The NuvaRing?
Yeah.
The NuvaRing is about like this big, but you're supposed to like twist it and then like push it up, like kind of like you would with a tampon.
Oh, okay.
But like it's supposed to like stay at the top of your tunnel basically. But for me, it never worked. Like for one of my friends, it worked great. But like for me, it caused... Like, I had to go off of it. I had such, like, an adverse reaction. Like, I literally had my period for, like, 30 days. And I was like, I went on birth control so that this wasn't happening. It was awful. The patch was worse. But anyways, so trying the Diva Cup because I'm like, I want to be more environmentally responsible. The amount of waste that happens when you use pads and tampons is pretty ridiculous. But I literally, I'm just like, I need, like, a selfie stick to get this thing up there.
Stop calling it a selfie stick. This is the first problem.
A Diva Cup stick. But yeah, like one of those like things where like you can just like the top of it just like latches onto the Diva Cup and then you just like...
Yeah, you'll just call it the like the put it in there.
And I brought it up.
To be used with Diva Cups.
Yeah. Well, and I brought it up at Happy Hour last night too because I'm just like, I don't... Like, I need to talk to other women who use it because I'm like, either I'm using a brand where, like, it's just ridiculously big because there's no way that this goes inside of you and you don't feel it.
It looks like it's supposed to go in a cow's vagina.
It's humongous. No offense. No, I know. It's huge. But, like, also, I'm just like, I don't, like, unless, like, I'm okay with, like, fisting myself. Like, there's no way.
Tell us more about that, Amber.
Like, literally, at one point, I'm just like, okay, maybe that's how this works. Like, that movie Chasing Amy where I'm like, maybe it's one of those things where it's like, I'm just going to have to, like, go for the gold here.
Have you not watched any, like, have you done any internet research or watched any videos?
I saw, like, drawings and, like, diagrams of how, but, like, it looks like, they make it look like you're just, like, sitting there and you just slide it in and then it just, like, pops open. And, like, that, either I have a unusually long vaginal canal, which I do not believe I do from my past sexual experiences. I'm fine. I don't know. Maybe I have like a tilted uterus where like it won't, like maybe it doesn't work because like it's like a, I don't know.
Maybe you should call Planned Parenthood.
Maybe.
Maybe we should both have a conference call with Planned Parenthood.
Just see like, and have it on the podcast. I mean, like, tell us
how. Hi, we're friends. It's so simple, and we are just wondering how this specific brand of the Diva Cup works.
Or, like, why can't I get it to work? Like, is it me? Like, is it my
specific body?
Is
that an actual
body?
Diva Cup?
Yeah.
Like, brand name?
No, there's a couple of different ones.
What brand is this?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Because I feel like I've seen the other one.
Yeah, it looks tiny.
And it looks like a little, just like a little thing.
It looks like a diaphragm. Like a little tiny diaphragm. This one is fucking huge. I don't know.
Are you sure you didn't accidentally buy a female condom?
Pretty sure.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't know what those look like either.
I remember trying one of those. Those are like longer though, aren't they? They like basically go in like your, like it's like a wind tunnel basically.
Oh, I wish. I'm a little sweaty down there. I'll flip a switch.
Oh my god. Yeah, it was just a disastrous day. It literally was one of those days that I'm like, if I was ever going to make a movie where there is a bunch of scenes about menstruation disasters, this would go into it. Like, at one point, I'm just like, I can't, I don't know. This is not going to work ever. So,
what the fuck, man? Mm-hmm. I want to look further into this issue with you. I mean, not into your vagina.
I would appreciate that, yeah. I don't know, but like, it's so weird because sometimes you have periods and it's fine and things are good and you feel like, I'm in touch with the phases of the moon. Like, I am woman. Like, in this month, it was just like, fuck this. I am done being a chick. This is bullshit. Like, no matter what I use, it's malfunctioning. Yeah. I was like, I'm not. And like, part of it too, like, periods are kind of like the pill for me where it's like, if I'm not having sex, I do not appreciate it. Like, when you're having sex and you get your period, you're like, thank you, Jesus. This is amazing. But when you're not having sex and you still have to deal with a period, you're just like, fuck this.
You're like, why?
Yeah.
Don't remind
it
me.
It is God's curse upon women. Damn you, Eve.
Bitch. No. Just yeah. Kidding. Yeah, like, how you fucked everything up for everyone, lady.
Anyway, so I'm really glad that we got the period talk out in the first 15 minutes, but yeah.
I could talk about my period all day.
Dude, I have some amazing stories, but we don't have to talk about it.
I'm sure some people might appreciate that.
Yeah.
Be like...
Maybe we'll just like set aside a special episode to talk about like period disasters.
Yeah, Pizza Rainbow 33. All about the periods. We're not talking punctuation.
Right in
We're
the
talking where
wave.
We bleed from 3 to 7 days, depending on your situation. I knew a girl that bled for 3 months.
Oh my God.
I knew another girl who bled for a month. Hi, Amber.
That's the worst. Yeah, that was me. And on the patch,
you're not
too.
Yeah, you're not the first, though.
No. Like, when you have birth control that doesn't work with your body, it's a freaking nightmare. The patch was such a joke. I hated that thing.
Yeah. I was on birth control for a while, and then when I, like, lost my job, I was like, well, my prescription's out. I can't really go to the doctor. I know I could totally go to Planned Parenthood or whatever, but I was like, well, I just kind of want to see how my period is when I'm not on it.
Yeah.
Because it usually is a nightmare. Like, in terms of pain. But actually, like, the more I got off birth control, the better I felt. And the quicker they are. I mean, I have to, like, make sure I'm pounding pills, like, the minute I realize that I'm bleeding.
Yeah.
Like, if I catch it right away and I'm on it, like, in terms of dosing myself with...
Like, Midol and stuff?
No, I use, like, just ibuprofen and Tylenol, whatever is around.
Do you use Claricom, though? I gave you some of that,
yeah,
right? That shit good. Is, like, a miracle worker.
It is. And like, it smells really good. Ugh. I could just smell like it all the time, but luckily I don't have my period all the time.
I know. I've started actually using it, though, for, like, anti-anxiety.
Okay, I might need to buy it. Do you have any fulls that I could buy from you
with cash?
I actually
have, like, brand new that you could buy from cash, yeah. Because I ordered it just for that very reason of, like, I have, like, 10 girlfriends that use it now and they love it. So, yeah. I mean, it's legitimately, like, the one product that I was, like, essential. Oh, those are the shit. That's awesome. Did I tell you I'm not really doing it anymore, though?
Mm-mm.
Did we talk about that? Mm-mm. So, for people who are listening, so this past year, I got kind of into essential oils of just, like, using them and stuff. And then I became a part of a really cool team that, like, does it as a business, right? And I did it through doTERRA. And I really liked it. I came up with, like, really fun classes, like the Sex, Sleep, and Emotions class, which was super fun. Started making my own essential oil blends. And, like, specifically, like, even, like, started kind of working on a business plan for doing it for dudes. Just because there really isn't, like... It's a market that's not tapped, and there's a bunch of, like, different cool blends that I think guys would really dig to, like, for focus and endurance and
stamina. Ooh.
Yeah.
I might need that. What?
Well, and I still might do that, but right now, like, just focusing on writing and, I don't know, like, there's people in my tribe. We call it a tribe. I'm not using, like, a hippie term because I'm a hippie, but that's what we call it. But, like, there's people in there that... have been really fucking successful with it. Like, my mentor makes, like, $100,000 a month from it. And just from, like, people... I got into a discussion with a friend about this last night, too, where she's like, well, it's a pyramid scheme. And I'm like, it's not a pyramid scheme because pyramid schemes are illegal. It's multi-network marketing. Some people don't understand what the difference is between the two. It's totally fine. I don't care. It's like Mary Kay or Avon, basically, though.
Okay.
So... But it was funny because, like, a few months ago, I was like, okay, I'm gung-ho. I'm ready to take it to the next level. Like, I really want to do this because I really wanted to build, like, residual income and, like, passive income for myself. And then, like, I kept finding myself, like, putting it off to the side, though, of being like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then, like, it would be, like, the last thing that I would do. And then I was kind of scrolling through some of our Facebook groups, and I looked at some of the, like, women that – started when I started and are now, like, leaps and beyond, like, where I am. But there is one girl that I've become friends with, and she did, like, a post about it, and she's like, I just love this business so much. Like, I really felt like I found myself when I found this group and stuff. And it was just that moment where I'm like, there's so many successful women in this business, and I love the business, and I love the company, and I love them. But it is totally that thing where, like, I look at them and I, like, recognize their, like, passion and purpose for running this business. But I recognize it because, like, I don't feel that about the business. I feel that about writing.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, like, I sat down and I talked to my mentor, and I'm just like, you know, I need to take a few steps back for a few months and just, like, see see if I miss it. Because I don't want to waste her time either. But it was totally that thing where I'm like, nope, like, I will legitimately stay up all night long to work on my writing and to work on that business. But when it came to, like, essential oils, I was kind of like, well, you know, it's cool. Maybe you should try it. But, you know, it just never felt, like, authentic enough for me.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's always nice when you can, like, obviously you found your passion for writing many times before. But, like, right now it's right in the forefront and that's super amazing.
Yeah. Like, kind of, I'm focusing on kind of, like, getting rid of everything else that doesn't directly, that either distracts from that or, like, doesn't directly contribute to, like, helping me write more and sell more books and, like, write more books. So, yeah. So, anyways, but Clear Your Calm is the shit and you should get it because
they have great products. I mean, and plus they have, like, their fucking design is leaps and fucking bounds better than fucking Young Living. Are you fucking kidding me? It's so terrible.
It's so, like, that's the thing is that, like, I would never, I'm not one of those people where I'm like, doTERRA's the best, Young Living's the worst. But it is that thing where, like, they do have good oils, they have good blends, but their branding is so, it's gross. Like, it's just ugly as shit.
It's dated as hell. It needs to go.
It needs to go. And, like, doTERRA's branding, I think,
it's perfect.
Yeah, and I'm totally okay with saying that, like, one of the reasons why I went with doTERRA than Young Living is because it looks cool. Like, I can have it, like, I have it on my coffee table right now, and, like, I don't feel embarrassed about, like, having essential oils there because it looks fucking cool. It looks legit.
I mean, just the design is way better and just it leaps and bounds. Like, Young Living, their branding and their design is terrible.
It's awful.
So bad.
Yeah.
I'd never seen it before, and then I saw it in, like, a friend's parents' house or something, and I was like, oh, God, are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like something that you would buy at, like, a drugstore. Like, it doesn't look,
it was like you'd buy it at Walmart.
Yeah. Yes. Totally. Where it doTERRA totally looks like a Walmart
is, like,
brand.
If you're going to buy it at Whole Foods.
Yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Or like a boutique.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you.
Their design team is amazing.
Legit. Yeah. So, anyway, still use it. Love it. Clear Calm saves my life every single month. Not even kidding. Like, as soon as I can feel it, I'm just like, holy shit, where's my Clear Calm? And then it, like, it gets rid of it. Like, I have awful, like, this is the thing again, too, where, like, guys don't understand how awful this is. I have the worst cramps in the entire world. And, like, the amount of pain that you have to, like, deal with.
Yeah.
Like, on a month-by-month basis. Like, I used to miss work because it was so bad. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, it was so bad.
Yeah. I've been in the same boat, and it's been pretty much that bad ever since I was in high school.
Yeah. And it's so miserable. And I learned when I, like, did Candida overgrowth, like, when I was on the diet for that. Like, if I eliminate certain things out of my diet, it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, that Clear Your Calm fucking, like, yeah, they're gone. Like, it just totally makes them disappear.
What do you think makes periods so gross to people? You think it's just mostly the bleeding?
I think it's the blood. I think it's, like, the genitalia stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it just,
I get it. Yeah. I mean, sometimes, like,
it just seems really messy, I think. You know what I mean? Like, well, even when it's not messy, it just seems really messy.
I mean, I don't feel like, you know, a really, like, freshly scrubbed person for multiple days.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like, for a long time, I couldn't wear tampons.
Yeah.
And finally, it got to a point where I was like, I fucking have to.
Yeah. Because it feels,
it just feels, I mean, I don't, that's not comfortable.
No.
But I feel cleaner.
Yes, I do too. When I have to wear, like, I use it for protection just because I have great underwear and I don't want to ruin them, but.
Oh, no, I do both just in case.
Yeah, but, like, if I don't have any, like, if you're in a jam and you don't have any tampons, it does just kind of feel like, oh, I need to take a shower. Yeah.
You're soaking in it.
It's gross. That is disgusting.
I know. I just can't. For some reason, I just do that. I just make it worse.
Yeah.
I make it grosser. It's just who I am.
I don't know, man. Like, I just wish, I don't know. I would, like, first of all, I feel like that stuff should be subsidized by the government because it's a basic necessity of life, or it should be covered by insurance because it's that thing of, like, you have to buy it. Like, tampon companies are the smartest companies in the world. Like, they're never going to run out of demand for their product.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wish it was, like, more fun, though. Like, I wish, like, instead of, like, being crampy, being super tired, being cranky, wanting to eat all of the salt and all the sugar and all the land. Like, I wish it was kind of like, and I do feel like every once in a while, like maybe every 3 months, I'll have like a really awesome period where I'm like, I just feel like really good. I feel really feminine and like I feel like light and like cleaner almost. It's almost like my body's like cleaning
drugs?
Itself out. And I don't know. I don't,
it sounds
maybe
like
it's
you're
like
on drugs.
Calm, but
it sounds like drugs.
But then like I have one like this month where I'm like, God damn it. I don't know.
Like, you're in tune with the earth, Amber. Yep.
I'm in touch with the phases of the moon.
You're shedding your internal whatever it's called. I'm not going to say it because it's gross.
The uterine lining is the technical
term
for it. Yeah. I don't know. And then the older you get and the more it becomes like more of a reality that you're not going to have kids, it's like, oh, okay, that's fun. I don't know.
Why do you feel like you're not going to have kids now?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm 36, so either I got to get on that train or I got to be okay with the fact that my books are my kids. You know? I don't know. Whatever. That's
well, you'll decide it. That's like, I mean, it's like one of those things, you know? It's either like you want it and it's something that you want, or it's something where you're like, well, I don't know, then you don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I know that, I don't know. I changed my mind a
lot. Don't know. It's okay. Yeah.
I feel like I do. But I also feel like it is that thing of like, I don't know. I had a moment last night and I had had a couple drinks in me. So it wasn't the most like sober, practical thought. But I ran across somebody on Facebook that's connected to one of my exes. And it was that thing where I'm like, and I think he even tweeted this and I deleted it. It was like in that phase where I'm just like, I think it's more of realizing that like my past relationships, that I've had a lot of boyfriends who were insistent upon the fact that they didn't want to get married and they didn't want to have kids. And now basically all of them are married and they have kids, right? Which it's not like I'm bitter about it in a funny way, but like, but then I wake up in the morning today and I'm just like, if that would have happened with that person, like my life would be dramatically different and not as good. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
one of them I loved very deeply and very much, but if it would have turned out the way that I wanted it to, like, I would not have any of the life that I have in Minneapolis now. Like, I wouldn't know you. Like, I probably wouldn't have written a
book.
Then
it's definitely for the best.
Yeah.
The like me part.
Yes. Exactly. But it is that thing of, like, no, like, it worked out the way it was supposed to. And, like, people are entitled to change their mind whenever they want to. But I don't know. I think it's more of the thing of, like, sometimes it's easy to feel not victimized, but just like vulnerable to the fact that they're with somebody and they have children and that wasn't even something that they really wanted. And like, I've always wanted that and I'm not with anybody. I don't have any kids. It feels a little unfair. Yeah. I think.
But then you realize that, I mean, I know some people think that everything doesn't happen for a reason. I think it mostly does.
I think it does, yeah.
But also, there's a reason why you didn't end up with them.
Exactly. Like, I don't believe in predetermination, but I do believe in, like, every decision we make sets us on a different path.
Well, and there's just a certain point in your life where you have to kind of realize that, like, the people you're in, like, relationships with, you know, that said X, Y, or Z, and then did X, Y, or Z when they said they didn't want to do those things.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, that's something you take personally.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and it is the thing. I don't know. I think it's really easy to be like, well, you just didn't want to get married to me. And it's like, well, at the end of the day, no, they didn't. And that's totally fine because I wasn't half the person then that I am now.
Yeah.
Either, you know?
Well, and the stink of rejection sometimes can last way longer than you ever want it to.
Even
totally. Just residual pang of,
especially like, after a few beers on a Wednesday night, then it feels real
especially
sharp.
On Wednesday. Fuck Wednesdays. So like it's Thursday, because on a Thursday you're like, I get fucking paid tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay, not you, but I'm sorry.
That's right. I am technically unemployed right now, so I'm not getting paid any day of the week.
It's like you can't file for unemployment. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I'm not worried about it. I have a couple of different gigs coming up and it's just like right now, I'm just like, it'd be real nice to like have some extra money in my pocket. But
somebody send Amber some extra money.
Somebody go buy my goddamn fucking books so I can get some extra money. That's what I want. I just want people to buy my books.
Okay.
Buy my goddamn books. Even though I won't see that Kindle money until October. You should still go buy them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so it's like 60 to 90 days after the month that your books were for sale. So like all the sales that I make this month, I won't see until October, which is fine. Like you, once you, I learned that with Holiday Chick, where it's like once you get past that like first 60 day mark, then it's like you're having money coming in every single month, and that's awesome. So
that's cool.
Yeah, and I'll be doing some like free book promotions and.
Ooh, like where?
On Kindle.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's
okay. In my backyard.
At right, my yard sale.
Right next to my vagina. Not Amber's, mine. No.
I should keep a stack of books on my nightstand, and every time I do somebody, I should just like give them a book. It's like a going away present.
No, you don't give them one. You make them pay for it. They can't fucking leave till they pay for the book.
You gotta pay for the book, but the sex was free.
Chips are free and the dinner is extra.
What a douche move that would be, though, where it's like, here, I want you to have a copy of my book before you go.
I want you to have your room on a remote lock.
Yep.
So you can be like, here's a copy of my book. That'll be $20. Click. You can't leave.
I already took it from your wallet while you were asleep.
Oh, that's amazing. Here's the copy of the book that you paid for. What?
Oh, you don't remember that? In the throes of ecstasy, I asked.
Your wallet does. Yes. Your wallet does.
You kept saying yes over and over. I just thought it meant that you
wanted to buy my book. I thought one of those meant that you wanted to buy my book. So I just took your money. I just ran your card through my card reader.
And my swipe. Yep. I had to get me one of those. That reminds me.
Oh, man, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
For extortion.
First,
sign here,
find
motherfucker.
To have sex with, though.
Like, you could find
that's
somebody.
The first hump. And I find somebody to make out with. It's getting to the point. I've been doing a lot of like easy listening this past week.
It's gonna,
and that makes it tough. Like Kenny Loggins' slow songs makes you want to make out with somebody real, real bad. Yeah.
We'll have a couple options,
but we'll see.
Good. Uh-huh. Well, don't make them feel any less special.
I mean, you're one of the guys on the burner of my stove, but
you're more than one night stand to me. You're a cool ass guy, and I don't really know why.
Because I don't really know you that well, but we're still having sex.
Every makeup in the world to me.
We can do so much of that.
We need to start doing Weird Al versions of songs.
But that's what I used to do when I used to drunk call people late at night. I just like sing Weird Al versions of easy listening classics.
That's amazing. That's why we're kindred spirits.
That's right. That
just happens.
It just happens. All right. What else should we talk about today? What pop culture kind of stuff? We can talk about Bachelor in Paradise. We should talk about that. What else do we say?
Well, let's get some other stuff in there. Do you were talking about Miley has been dissing Taylor?
A little bit. Well, did you read anything about the Trump period stuff? Since
yeah,
we already
you said
about periods?
Megyn Kelly was bleeding out of her everywhere?
Yeah, bleeding out of, like, she was, like, bleeding out of her eyes or wherever, whatever. Like, making an illusion that she was probably on her period, and that's why she was asking such tough questions and being, like, so tough on him during the GOP debates.
Do you realize that's just not coming from her fucking psyche / brain?
After having to listen to you? Yeah, so then
that's not how TV works.
He got disinvited to some party, like Red State party or whatever, and she got invited instead. And he made some statement about how political correctness is ruining the country, which started another firestorm, because there's a difference between political correctness and treating people with respect. And like Trump doesn't seem to get the fact that like just because you said something that offended somebody does not mean that political correctness is an epidemic. It means that you're a fucking dick.
Political correctness wasn't involved in this situation.
No.
He was just being a rude-ass motherfucker.
You're being a misogynist, sexist asshole.
Yeah, just super disrespectful and just awful.
And like, how fucking old are you? Like, that joke got so tired back in, like, eighth grade. I'm like, oh, you're on your period? Is that why you're so pissy? Like, fuck off.
Are you on your period, right, Donald?
Maybe you should look into that. But Beth Lorraine Bowman, who is actually going to be a guest on Making Good Choices in a couple weeks, her tweet was featured in I think it was like the New York Post or something. I'm looking it up right now.
Tweets make the Post?
Yeah. Well, they did an article about how women were tweeting back at Donald for his menstruation comment. And she, there's a certain hashtag to it. I should have done my research before, but now my internet is freezing up, of course. So, but anyways, we'll actually just post that in the show notes and on Facebook. We won't take time out of the podcast to look that up. But, so yeah, a couple of her tweets were actually featured. So, and she's a smart fucking savvy chick. So
what does she do around here?
She is, she has a lot of stuff. So she is known for kind of like her place in the art world. And I believe she works for the Soap Factory.
Okay.
And kind of directs a lot of the different like art shows and stuff that they have there.
Oh, cool.
She's worked for colleges. I don't know. Like, I don't know like her whole dossier.
We're going to find out.
Yeah. But if you listen to Making Good Choices in a couple weeks, you'll also find out everything about her.
Nice.
So yeah, no, she's very cool. And she was like, she reached like a million followers on Pinterest. She was like one of the few people to do that when Pinterest first started. Cause she has amazing boards, like amazing art, like artistic, scenic, like, yeah, she's hip and she's fucking cool. So
awesome.
Yeah. So Trump, you a dick.
You're the worst, dude.
He is the worst.
Hi, Donald. You a bitch.
Did you hear that? Jesse Ventura is considering, he said something about becoming Trump's VP, that if Trump asked him, he would probably do it.
If he asked me, I would probably do it.
I love it.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be like, okay, I would, whatever. That's such a crazy thing to even be like, yeah, sure. And then I would go and we wouldn't make it to the White House because duh.
All right. I looked it up really quick and it was, the hashtag is periods are not an insult. And it was on the Global News. Women tweet Donald Trump about their periods after blood comment. And Beth is Studio Lorraine on Twitter. Give her a follow. And she said, in between periods, I run board meetings. How do I manage?
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
Oh, it's so funny. Yeah, and there's, like, a bunch of women in Minneapolis who are kind of, like, on the forefront of, like, Twitter worlds and stuff. And they've also been tweeting at it. Chris Bruno Hansen has also been doing some pretty funny tweets. So, yeah. So, look up periods are not an insult if you want some real hit women talk about periods. So and then okay, so Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift. So what did you think about the little interview?
I actually don't know. I saw it and I was like, don't care, no offense,
really.
I'm just so over this.
It's one of the few things I read where I was like, I might like Miley Cyrus now.
Oh, I mean she's eccentric, but I don't know. That Bangers record changed my world, man.
That Bangers record is legit. Like, I will not, like, I won't take away from her music at all. Like, she has an amazing voice, and, like, it was a legitimately great record. It's kind of like how I feel about Taylor right now. We're like, I got really tired of her after the VMAs, because she was fucking everywhere, and I'm just like, okay, we get it. But I think since then, she has been using her platform. Like, I've seen a couple different interviews with her, and it might have been, like, Us Weekly or whatever, where she's, like, completely, like, calling out the fact that she's, like, I might post a picture of my boobs on Instagram, but then I'm going to talk about my foundation because I have your attention. You know what I mean? Like, kind of just, like, totally, like, owning the fact that she knows she does a lot of things for shock value, but she actually does that so she can get your attention and talk to you about, like...
Yeah. I gained a respect from her. They had that Bangers special. It was, like, last Labor Day.
Yeah, I never got to watch that.
Last 4th of July, and I fucking probably, like, watched it, like, 3 times, but... Yeah. Because it's just a spectacle. But also, like, the in-between little vignettes with her, I was just like, you're an interesting kid.
Yeah.
She's doing whatever the fuck she wants. I know. Which I kind of like.
I respect that, yeah.
Just because, like, whatever. I don't have a problem with Taylor either, but she's not really... Well, maybe to a certain degree, in her own Taylor way, she's doing whatever the fuck she wants to.
Yeah, I think Taylor is coming into her own, and she's proved herself as a really savvy businesswoman and a force to be reckoned with. But I feel like Taylor Swift has kind of become Regina George, where, like, even when other celebrities don't like her, like, they kind of feel afraid to talk out against her because, like, she has this, like, good girl, popular girl persona. And I feel like Miley is one of the few that's like okay with just like calling it out as it is. So for people who didn't read the article and are wondering what the fuck we're talking about, Miley made a comment about why Taylor Swift's Bad Blood, which kind of glorified violence or glorified like violent revenge against other women, is being touted, and like people aren't talking about the fact that Taylor's glorifying violence, but yet everybody wants to talk about Miley and the fact that like she has quote unquote her titties out all the time. Which I thought was interesting, where I'm like, yeah, like that is a little bit sexist, where it's like Miley's given the bad girl persona because of that, but like,
I mean, it's totally sexist. I mean, that is exactly the kind of like landscape we live in,
yeah,
right now. You know, like if that's Europe, who would give a shit?
Exactly. Like that's what I find really interesting.
But it's definitely one of those things that's going to be there for a long time.
Yeah. I don't know. I hate Bad Blood anyways. I think it was a shitty video. And
oh no, of course. I mean, she makes it. I mean, I understand what you're saying. And frankly, I've never seen the Bad Blood video because I started watching it and I was I'm uninterested.
It's so bad. It's just a bad video. Like that's the thing, is that like even the people who are in it, like, I'll never forget, like, watching it and being like, I know I'm supposed to like this, but I don't like it. And then I think it was, like, Pete Bastian on Twitter said something about, like, so that's what we were supposed to get all excited about? Like, and even, like, the people who are in the video that you're excited to see, like, Olivia Benson from SVU.
You mean Mariska Hargitay?
Yes, I'm calling her Olivia Benson, though, because she'll always be Olivia Benson in my heart.
I'm going to give her real name.
Because you're a bitch. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that too. Obviously.
No, but like even like seeing her in the video, it's kind of this thing of, oh, it's her. But literally all they do is just like stand there and like give smoky eyes to the camera. And it's like, it's dumb. Like,
it's basically a video of a bunch of friends making a video.
Of standing around and being like, I look cute and look at me holding this machine gun. I'm badass.
Here's the problem though for me is that sounds like a lot of fucking fun.
I think it's fucking fun if there's actually action in it. Like, I think that's my thing where, like, there's not, she didn't even utilize people to the best of their ability. Like, I think that's my biggest, like, complaint. You know what I mean? You have some amazing actresses in there. You have some amazing models. And literally, it's like a 5-second shot of them just, like, looking into the camera. And that's it. Like, it's so fucking boring. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, I don't like it.
We're going to have to let this go at some point, Amber.
I need a break from Taylor Swift, and then I'll be okay. I am really fucking excited, though, about the Ryan Adams cover album, because I was listening to the clips on Instagram and, like, listening to them on repeat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to talk about her even more. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk about it in terms of Ryan Adams. I'm not saying the record isn't good. I love the record, but I need a break from her.
That's fine. Yeah. And stop bringing her up.
My God, your face when you said that. That's when I wish we, like, videoed our
podcast. Yeah, we need to have just a round table.
All right, so what else? Sorry, I'm totally doing that thing. I'm like, so what else should we talk about?
We like to giggle.
But I didn't write a list.
That's okay. How much time left?
Oh,
I don't ever want to. We need to come up with a code. Like, are you on your word. Are you on your period? Yes, you're like ten minutes.
It's coming in 27 minutes.
27 minutes. Sorry,
we got to talk for 27 minutes. You want to talk about Bachelor in Paradise for a little bit?
Yes.
Did you watch it?
No.
Okay.
Will I ever? Probably this season. No.
I want to start off saying is that Paul Scheer was on the after show. And that was awesome.
Does he have a show on ABC?
I think so.
Okay. I was like, oh my God, someone from not ABC?
I know. No, he's on Off the Boat, I think.
Oh, okay. Fresh Off the Boat?
Fresh Off the Boat, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But he, like, is it apparently, like, a super fan, which is awesome. Yeah.
He must
like,
watch he knew- it with his wife.
No, I think he just watches it by himself.
I don't think he watches it by himself.
I think he watches it by himself. But so they have Jenny Mollin being the co-host now with Chris Harrison.
Who's she?
She is, I'm trying to think if she's married to, what's his face from American Pie?
Biggs?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, she.
That's notable these days?
It's her.
Sorry, Biggs.
I think it's her. Because he used to live tweet Bachelor all the time, too.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like I'm thinking of a different woman that's married to him. Hold on, I'll find out. But yeah, she's an actress and she's a best-selling author.
Okay.
Her book is I Can Barely Take Care of Myself. And she writes an advice column for Playboy.
What's her name?
Jenny Mollen.
Okay.
Yes, she's married to Jason Biggs. Okay, yeah. So, and like she, I feature her tweets a lot in my recaps.
Okay.
I don't dislike her. I wish Paul Scheer was the co-host instead of her, though, because like that was super fun, like watching him on the show. But yeah, it was good. I mean, I don't know. I still don't know if I want to recap it. I think the only reason why I would recap it is because Erica Cantone reads my recaps when she gets up for midnight feedings of her twins. And so, like, I don't want to let her down by not giving her something to read. But
sure.
I don't know.
That's very nice of you.
I know.
And you kind of can't let go anyway.
I know. Well, I think I'm going to do, like, a theme of, like, every week, like, do a different, like sci-fi horror movie theme to it. Like, yeah. Zombie crabs. And
try to get loose and just have fun and kind of open it up and just, like.
Yeah, because then it's fun. It's like writing those Craigslist ads where I'm just, like, this can be a chore, but, like, if I can make it funny and entertaining, then I'll actually want to do it. So, yeah. So, I don't know. It was a good, week. There's really, like, here's the thing. Here's what makes recaps so difficult is that, like, it's tough to keep people up to speed with it because there's so many people coming in and then leaving, too. That, and it's so many different people from so many different seasons that, like, if I told you who came in, you'd be like, who's that? And, like, a couple of people I don't even recognize. Like, I didn't watch their seasons.
Who's that dumb-faced dude from the last season of The Bachelorette? I saw commercials about him doing something shitty. Or is that for
next
week? Yeah,
there's a new villain in town. It's Kentucky Joe.
Okay.
Yeah. The big thing on Twitter this week was the fact that, like, so he shows up on Bachelor in Paradise and it was like, oh my God, Joe's so funny. And like, he was not fucking funny on Bachelor in Paradise. So then a bunch of like tweeters were like, I don't remember him being funny on Caitlyn's season. And I was like, yes, he was. Like, he was the one who like had like the funny one-liners. Like, he wasn't like the funniest person on the show, but he was known for his sense of humor.
Okay.
But it's kind of, I don't know. So he came on there. He's the new villain. Like, he legitimately used Julia, who is a widowed, singled mother, basically, like, wined and dined her so that she would give him a rose this week so he can stay next week in hopes that Samantha will come on. And Samantha's from Chris's season. We barely saw her. Like, she was on for, like, 4 episodes, I think. But he wants Samantha. So he, like, is using Julia to keep him around until she shows up. And so apparently next week she shows up and he, like, completely, like, tosses Julia aside. So,
well, that could make a bad impression on the girl he's trying to land too, which is good.
I don't think she cares. We don't know a lot about Samantha, but Samantha apparently, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. It's
crying in bikinis.
Yes. It's like such a guilty pleasure. It's amazing. It's like eating a whole bag of Snickers candy bars. Like snack sized.
Okay.
It's like that, where it's like it's not a good idea generally.
And then you feel like shit after?
Sometimes you're like, you know what? I'm just going to go with that. And just,
that bag of Snickers really did satisfy.
It sure did. Yeah. And then other times you're like, I could have used my time a little bit more wisely.
I could have eaten some carrots.
Yeah. Gross. Who wants to eat carrots?
I don't really like carrots either. I don't know why I said that.
I don't know why you did either.
I'd rather have a salad. Salad's better than carrots. Why is a salad gross?
If a salad has good enough stuff in it, then it's fine.
Yeah, it's just not like a fucking iceberg salad. Ugh. With French.
Oh, French is the worst.
I hate French.
I in my later years, this has changed, but I just remember like being 30 and being like, I've never like looked forward to eating a salad. Like, I've never been like, I could really go for a great salad right now.
Yeah, I could.
But now I'm different where I'm like, yeah, if it's got like black olives in it and
I get creative.
Chicken
all the way.
Yeah.
My go-to. Or
shrimp. A little good shrimp.
A little rock shrimp.
Yeah.
Little tiny shrimp, guys.
Some crabs.
Mm.
Some crab meat.
Some crab meat, okay. Mm-hmm. I like mine. My go-to, when I'm even like if I'm lazy, is like greens, chicken, cottage cheese, and bacon bits.
That's like Midwestern salad.
And sometimes
so
ranch dressing, but it's just, oh yeah, of course. God, like, it's delicious. Go fuck yourself. I quit.
It sounds delicious. It just doesn't, to me, like when you add cottage cheese to anything, it just feels like It's not, but it feels like it's so fattening. Do you know
I love cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese
it's
is great.
So satisfying.
It's very satisfying. I haven't had good cottage cheese in a long time.
Blue container, Old Home, the best.
And then you put some bacon bits on it. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's good. You can put all kinds of shit in there.
I remember my favorite thing in the world when I was in high school and like college was going to Perkins and getting their seafood salad in a bread bowl. And like, legitimately, there was no healthy calories in that thing except for like maybe the iceberg lettuce
maybe
and some
the bread.
Tomato. Yeah, and maybe some tomato. But like, it was such, and like you put ranch on it. It was like the best. And I don't think they have it on the menu anymore, but it was so great. It was like, it was like tiny little rock shrimp, imitation crab, tons of cheese, iceberg lettuce, tomatoes, and then like this soft bread bowl that they used to have that was so good with their butter or whatever.
Sometimes you just get a bread bowl.
Ugh. A couple of times I did when I was like super poor.
Well, we hung out there in high school constantly.
Yeah, we did too. That was like our big Red Wing hangout. God, yeah. I bet the wait staff just fucking hated us though.
Oh my God.
Because what people would do is they would bring board games and then do the bottomless cup of coffee.
Yep.
And just sit there all night long. And if I was a waitress, I'd be like, fuck you guys. Because, you know, nobody tipped in high school. No. Like, I even remember, like, leaving some spare change and being like, well, it's just icing on the cake. Because I was a dumb, idiot 17-year-old who didn't know anything. So.
You're drinking coffee late at night. That's really stupid.
Well, when you're 17 or 18, you're like, I'm really cool. It was right when coffee shops came out, too. So you would do bottomless cup of coffee, and then you do a bunch of creamer, and then pretend like it was, like, coffee from the Friends show.
Nice. Yeah. I always got cherry Coke. That's what I always got up.
Yeah,
Perkins.
With a real like actual cherry. Yeah. What's it? Cherry? Not cherry schnapps.
It's like no. It's just like cherry. Is it maraschino cherry juice?
Yeah.
Or grenadine. And some places
grenadine.
Do grenadine.
Yep.
Which isn't quite the same. Mm-hmm. I love ginger ale and grenadine, which is like a Shirley Temple, but ginger ale is the way to go. Sprite, 7-Up, meh. Ginger ale, the way to go.
Good to know. Duly noted.
I love a good Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker
for
it. I
haven't had one in a while. I don't drink a lot of pop. Unless there's alcohol in it.
Pop alcohol. Poppy. Come on. That Mountain Dew gets you drunk.
It's refreshing, though.
Yeah. Amber's checking her email.
I'm checking to see what else we said we're going to talk about. This is a very unorganized podcast, but I feel like it's okay because we've had some very organized podcasts earlier.
I should have done all those drugs.
I know.
We didn't really talk about what happened on The Bachelorette, and that's fine with me.
Nothing really happened. Like, the girls gave out roses this week, and they ended it right before you saw who went home and who stayed, so.
God, dumb.
Yeah, I don't see our list of what we're going to talk about. Oh, Taylor's Breaking Bad video. Nicole Wallace is being fired from The View. That's the other thing that we're going to talk about.
When was the last time you watched The View?
I actually just watched it last week.
Okay.
Yeah. I think this is a poor move on The View's part. I think Nicole Wallace is a very calming, intellectual presence at the table. It is... My friend Kevin Watterson asked about this on Facebook, or he posted about it. And a bunch of us kind of jumped in and commented on it. I used to hate The View, and I used to think it was the worst show on television just because it portrayed women as being, like, erratic, emotional, like, angry.
You start saying some things that aren't true. No, I'm just...
But you know what I mean? Like, a topic would happen, and nobody could get a word in edgewise. Like, everybody, like, got offended about stuff. Like, Elizabeth Hasselbeck was the worst. Not even her politics, like, just her as a person. Like, she was worst.
Oh, yeah.
But then, so they did like a complete overhaul, except with Whoopi. They kept Whoopi, and then they brought in Raven Simone.
Okay.
Right? And then Rosie Perez, and then Nicole Wallace. And then they have like a rotating guest, I think.
What was Nicole Wallace doing before?
Nicole Wallace was part of Sarah Palin's campaign. She was like a media pundit. She's worked in politics for a really long time.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a very, she's got an impressive resume when it comes to Republican politics. But the thing that I think is really interesting, so the whole show is based on the fact that, like, it's women with different viewpoints, and you have a discussion about different topics.
Yeah.
Nicole is perfect for this, though, because she is pro-military. She is very much, like, Republican Party politics. But she, unlike Elizabeth Hasselbeck, she's able to talk about it in a way that's very insightful and refreshing.
And actually articulate.
Actually articulate, yes.
And but she'll listen to other viewpoints, too, and be able to, like, thoughtfully think about those yes. and have a response.
She's
instead
incredibly
of,
respectful. Yeah.
Which is...
And I, like, it was telling on Kevin Watterson's comment thread, the fact that it was myself and, like, a few other females that... I mean, I would consider myself liberal, and I would consider them liberal, too. And, like, we all were just like, she's great. Like, she's perfect for that show.
Yeah.
So, basically, they're firing her because her viewpoints aren't controversial or dissenting enough, and she doesn't know anything about celebrities. And she, like, she's very open about the fact she's like, I don't know who that person is. But I'm just like, that's, you, like, sometimes I feel like the producers are deliberately trying to ruin that show. Like, they don't want to do the show, so they're deliberately trying to ruin it by finding the worst people on there.
Yeah. It's too bad, because maybe she could, I mean, it doesn't take a lot to find out who your celebrities are when you're on The fucking View.
Right. And, like...
Granted, she probably doesn't want to talk about it, and I respect that.
Yeah, if she's not interested in it. I just... I think she's great. I like Raven Simone. I think she adds a lot to the show. Rosie Perez, I'm surprised by, because I feel like she used to be pretty outspoken, and now I feel like she's kind of a wet rag at the table. Like, sure. She doesn't really ever say anything interesting, and she kind of, like, backtracks on a lot of bullshit. And, like, I like Whoopi. Like, Whoopi will always be gold. But, yeah, I don't know who else that they could get for that.
Well, we're going to have to find somebody.
Yeah. Because is the talk still happening?
Yeah, I think the talk is still happening, and then there's the one...
The Real.
You know what? I kind of fucking love The Real.
I love The Real. I'm not even joking.
I'm not
I fucking
either.
Love it. It's
great. Because it is what?
Real. It's, like, it's funny. It's, like... It's just entertaining. Like, that is what The View is supposed to be. Like, it's all these different women from different backgrounds, different viewpoints. It's edgy. It's funny. They do, like, really fun, like, guest spots. Sometimes I get a little annoyed because I can tell, like, they're trying to promote different things for the show, and it's not as organic as it could be or
sure.
smooth as it could be. Like, it's very obvious, but... and then they'll, like, show a new dance step once a week, which I appreciate. Like, it's hilarious. It's awesome. I like The Real a lot. Tamar yeah. Braxton, she's cool.
Yeah, they're just amusing to me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just a little more down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice to, I mean, God, it would just be nice to have, like, women having, well, honestly, it'd be nice seeing anyone having rational discussions with each other with just, like, differing viewpoints.
Yes.
It's not the easiest thing in general anyway.
No.
But it'd be nice to see done, you know, like, back in, you know, the 60s and 70s when they'd have people on television.
To talk about those
things. To talk about those things.
Not to just, like, tell their funny stories about their kids. Yeah. Bullshit.
Well, that has its own place, too, but...
Just kidding.
Maybe there just needs to be new programming that's kind of opening the minds of people who have similar interests and
yeah.
things like that.
I feel like The Daily Show did that with their interviews. I feel like if they got more of a roundtable thing going on there, like, that would have been perfect. But I feel like every single interview that I watched on The Daily Show, even when John did not agree with what they were saying, it was still rational, funny, warm. I saw the one with, was it Bear? Glenn or whatever. He's some, I don't know.
The Survivor Man guy?
No, it's, maybe it's not. I don't know. They showed it right before, like, the last episode, but it was one of, like, the most controversial, like, buzzed about shows ever, where, like, basically he brought this guy on there who I think is on Fox News. He has, like, his own show. But to call him on the carpet for, like, defending banks after the whole, like, bank disaster.
Glenn Beck?
No.
Sorry.
No. A guy who's similar to that, though.
Okay.
But it was such an interesting interview because John would not let up on a few, like, he wouldn't let him slide out on a few key points, but you could tell that they were friends, too, and that they were, like, it was still warm, but it was also, like, there was a couple of, like, heated moments where you're like, ooh, like, you're really not letting him off the hook on this shit. Yeah, it was really interesting. I'll have to look it up. I'll put it in the show notes. But, like,
okay.
something like that where it's, like, even if you... completely disagree, you're completely calling somebody out on their bullshit, it's still respectful, it's still warm, it's still engaging. It's that's tough to find, I feel like.
Yeah. I enjoy how fucking political we're getting.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's really weird, but it also has, like, a weird, strangely comfortable feeling.
We're women of the world, Jen Paulson. You know? Like, we're in this world. We're of this world. We care about the world around us.
What if I, like, you know, I don't always feel, I feel sometimes that I haven't found my real life's calling.
Really?
Or my passion in terms of work and what have you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what if this, like, political season, like, makes me feel, like, political?
Oh, my God. It might. Like, I love it. I used to, like, I used to talk to Erica. So, Erica used to travel around with the Republican Party. Like, she used to be the person that would, like, stay in the hotels with, like, when they would go do their campaign stops and stuff like that. Like, I think she was working for a particular congressman.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have all the facts straight. But, like, she was that person, though, that was, like, on the campaign trail in her early 20s or whatever. And there is a part of me that I'm kind of like, I think I would have really loved doing that. Like, I remember being super into politics when I was 25. Again, like we talked about last week, it was like Michael Moore and The Daily Show and Fighting Bob and like a ton of like different progressive cool stuff. But yeah, I mean, I had to like take a break after that because it became a thing where like I would get so angry about certain issues that I was going to give myself a heart attack.
Yeah, it's like finding the balance in your life
yeah.
to believe in something when like other people or like other situations are just making you fucking crazy and you can't
yeah
do anything about it.
Exactly. Like I do feel like if the multiverse theory is true, I feel like I'm probably living in a parallel dimension and my life is like in Washington DC and I'm like on the campaign trail.
You're a fucking like sassy broad.
Yep. I'm a sassy broad in a tight business suit. I got a mind for politics and a body for sin.
And then you look, make direct eye contact with Ann Coulter and you make that throat cutting.
You're dead, Ann Coulter. You're dead.
Something is going on. I don't know if it's like if she's got publicists working on this or someone's working on it. It's being reported to certain degrees that she's not as bad of a person as she seems. And I don't like that.
Glenn Beck like said the same thing last year where he's like a bunch of it is like satirization and like blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
That's
bullshit.
That's even yes. worse.
I know. Like with Glenn Beck, I'm like, there's a part of me that could see stepping into this character that you know you're going to sell. Like, okay, as an aside, I have a bunch of like close personal friends who design for Larry the Cable Guy. He has a house up north.
That's fucking
and
fine with me.
He's totally like it's a persona for him.
His name is Dan.
I know. And like most people feel like Larry the Cable Guy is Larry the Cable Guy. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Oh yeah.
But his name is Dan. He has a son with autism. He's amazing. Like he's really cool. So sometimes I feel like, huh? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like Glenn Beck. I can see somebody like kind of stepping into something similar with that, with like right wing politics, because like people go rabid ape shit about that stuff. You
I
know
hate
what I mean?
That though. I hate it.
Yeah, but like with Ann Coulter, there is a little bit of a tongue in cheek with her, where like she literally, she's kind of like this woman Kate out in England, and I'll try to think of her last name, but like she's basically the British equivalent of Ann Coulter, where like she just says ridiculous, inflammatory things that are controversial, but she's saying them because she knows they're so fucking controversial. And, like, she doesn't care what anybody says about it, but
I just don't like that because if you're then you're not speaking, whatever, speaking your truth, but then you're a fucking liar then.
Yeah.
If that doesn't go with your values, and that that bothers me.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I feel like if I had to read political books for the rest of my life, I'd want to kill myself. So I don't buy books by Glenn Beck or even Al Franken. Like, I love Ian Franken, but I'm not going to buy your political books. Like, I just don't care.
Sure.
Like, I liked Michael Moore's books, but yeah.
But I'm just kind of against books in general. Just kidding. I like to listen
reading.
To them.
I don't like words. I don't like chapters. Yeah.
I really like listening to books, though.
You like audiobooks? I might put out an audiobook version, I think.
Ooh.
I know, but I don't know if I want to read it.
I'll
I kind of feel
it.
Like I want like somebody else. Yeah, maybe I'll have you read it.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
I know. Jason Derulo is going to do my foreword for my new book, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm so excited. So maybe I can find somebody really fun to do like the audiobook, too. Maybe I can get like Kevin Watterson to read it.
You should have Jason Albus read it. He's got a good voice for reading.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, for middle of nowhere, where there's, like, some sex scenes in there. Like, can you not see Jason Albus just, like, tearing that shit up. No, like people just like hitting record over and over so they can play it like when they're in their bedroom.
I don't know. That's an interesting thing though, because I mean, it's told like there's a female narrator.
Not really.
Okay.
There's the main protagonist is Aiden, who is a female. But
that's true. She's not narrating it.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of different chapters that are from different characters' perspective.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing that is tough with like the first three chapters, because you assume that it's just Aiden and it's her perspective. But then you get to like the fourth and fifth chapter and the fourth, like I think the fourth chapter is her dad. And then the fifth chapter is like her mom. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And then like later on in the book, like you, Jason and Derek and like, yeah. So I don't know. But that maybe that would be a thing too, is that like switch it up with like different people.
Yeah.
Like somebody reading
really
Aiden's
cool.
chapters.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
And then Jason reading like Jason's chapters and find somebody for Derek.
Yeah.
It'd have to be like somebody who could do like bumbling, like dork for Derek. So maybe you should do it.
Yes. I can talk in a voice like this.
I like that idea, though.
Stutter.
It could be really fun.
If you're into an audiobook, you might as well assemble.
I mean, it could just do it on GarageBand, too. Like, it'd be easy enough to do it. We could do, like, a round table, like a, you know, like table reads that they do for movies.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe I'll do it. And I'll just, like, buy people pizza and beer and be like, do my audiobook for me.
Guess what, bitch? That's not how people get paid anymore.
Fine, I'd pay them some cash money. But I don't, like, yeah, we'll figure it out. First, people have to buy my books so I can make some money.
Buy the book!
Buy the goddamn books! I got three books out right now. I have another one coming out next week. Buy them, please.
Every
oh my
week,
God.
She's got, every day she writes a book. every day she writes a book.
All right, well, we're kind of at time, unless there's anything else you want to talk about that happened this week.
No, I think we're good. It's like last week we were just like stuff. And this week, not a bunch happened. And that was okay.
And yeah, it's more like I feel like we're doing, like we're staggering them. We're like one episode is like girl catch up, girl talk. And then the next week is like popular culture, current events. This is like a good mix.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Sometimes it's called twat talk.
All right, and on that note,
trademark it!
We'll see you guys next week.
Love you, see you, bye! Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Pizza Rainbow. For this and other great podcasts, just ignore the dog and go to mathishard.net where you can listen to all kinds of great stuff. Go to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review us.
For more Jen Paulson, you can follow her on Twitter at TigerBeatPoet. You can also catch her on Instagram at JenJunePaulson. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Amber_L Carter. And you can also go to my website at AmberLCarter.com and buy all of my books. All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.